Parakas Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ha'isha, a woman, she tamei that is tamei, shenataf chalav mi da deha, that milk drips down from her breasts. Alright, dina kim mashka shenagabai. It has the din of a mashka, liquid shenagabai, that she touched. Shunasa, that becomes a rishon lutama. Shekol ha-tameim dinam hu, because all tameim, the din is shahamashkim hayotza mehem, where there's a liquid that leaves the tamei individual, kemashkim shehem nogavim, it's as if they are touching that mashka. So now this milk becomes a rishon lotama. V'nafal, and the milk then falls la'avir ha-tanor, to the ear space of the tanor. Alfal pi, shahaya zeh shelo lotana, even though it was against her will, meaning she didn't want it to drip into the ear space of the oven, nevertheless, tamei, the tanner will be tamei. Shehamashka, because this mashka, this milk, which is tamei, is mitamei leratzon v'shelo leratzon. It'll transfer tuma willingly and unwillingly, meaning whether it's with her, you know, her ratzon or not. And the Mefarshim explain, yesh mevarim, that our mission is coming to teach us. She'af api she'achalav she'betadeha, even though the milk in her breasts is chashiv kimechubber, it's deemed as if it's attached to her, it's mechubber, very nataf mayhem shalotsun, it only dripped out against her will. She didn't want to drip out. Nevertheless, chashiv mashke li tame machmasa, it's deemed the mashke to be matame because of her. And mechain, so too, afa bishanafala tanor shalotsun, even though it fell into the oven against her will. Hariu matame es hatanor megzeres hachamim, es matame the tanor megzeres hachamim, shemashke tame is matame leratzon mishalotsun, a tame mashke will transfer tuma both leratzon and shelo leratzon. Now, what about Haisa? This tame woman was garfatu. She was scraping the tanur to remove the ashes. Vihika hakoitz v'yatzimena dam, and she gets a thorn in her finger, and then blood comes out. The dam hamake chashuv mashke. The blood of a wound is deemed a mashke, a liquid. Vinitma machmas ha'isha, and then it becomes tamei, because she's tamei, so she transfers tuma to the blood. Or she nichvas, or say she got burnt from the remes, from the coals, from the ashes there. Vinasna etzba'a latoch pia, and then she places her finger in her mouth to cool down her finger. Kedila hakar esakviya, to cool down the burn. Ugishotzia etzba'a, when she removes her finger from her mouth. It hare nitma haroik shebe etzba'a, the saliva that's on her finger is now tamei. Nitma haroik shebe etzba'a. So in these cases, nitma, the tanur, shegarfas, that she's clearing out, mach masadam, will become tamei through the blood that's leaving her finger, or through the roik, the saliva that's on her finger. And with that, we conclude Perek Ches. Moving along to Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, Machat o Tabas, a machat, a needle, or a tabas, a ring, shiditmu betumas meis, that became tame through tumas meis, and they became now an av hatumah. Shinimtsu benechushta shaltanu, has found, you find this machat or this tabas, in the irispasakak, in the floor of the karka of the tanur, shemechuberbat, meaning the tanur is attached to the ground, and you find this machat or tabas in that ground of the tanur. Nirin, now you can see it in the oven, in this tanor, avalo yotz, meaning she'enin boltos to chalal tanor, it's not protruding into the ear space of the tanor. You can see that it's there on the ground, but it's not protruding into the ear space of the tanor. For example, shabola'as beritzba shalkarkas tanor, it's swallowed up in the floor of the tanor, so much so that you can still see it, but it's not protruding into the ear space. Im ofes ad batzek v'huno nogea behen, if he bakes dough in the oven. So if at the time that he's shemad bikber, he's attaching the dough to the tanor, nogeya habatzik, the dough then touches the machat or the tabas, so then tamei. The tanor would be tamei. Shemakum zeh shel machat, v'hatabas, this place of the machat or the tabas, is deemed like the tocho of the oven. However, im ein habatzik nogeya behen, if the dough does not touch them, then the tanor will remain tar. Because then we don't deem this place as the inside, as the toch of the tanur. Now, when do we say this? When it was swallowed up in the floor of the oven, before you attach the tanur to the earth over there. If the tanur was there first, and then the machat or the tabas enter to the mouth of the tanur. So now the moment that it enters the air space, of course, it makes the tanur tame. Be'eza batzik amr. Now, which dough are we talking about? Meaning in the case where it will be metame the oven, shimunu ge'aben, if the dough touches the machar or the bas, it makes the tanur tame. What kind of dough are we discussing? Be'batzik ha be'nondi, like the average dough. Meaning she'enu rach ach yishka amal k'toch aguma. It's not so soft that it just like slips through the cracks. But below kasha ach she'enu shakia klal. But it's not hard where it won't settle at all. Rather, it's in the middle stage of the dough. Now, what about nimtzu? If you find the machat or the tabas, betfilas ha'tanor. Tfilas ha'tanor is the shichvas ha'tit shesviva b'bachutz. It's a layer of cement that is laid on the tanor from the outside in order to keep the heat inside the oven. And we're talking about a machat or a tabas that are tar. So in this case, you find the machat or the tabas in the tefilas hatanor, the layer of cement that's around the exterior of the tanor, and the machat and the tabas are tar in this case. So mukaf tzamid pasil hainu. The tanor is surrounded with a tzamid pasil, with a seal, and the tanor is surrounded with a seal, and it's standing in an oal hames. So im bitame, if the tanor is tame, then tamein. The machat or the tabas will be tame. Shehoil v'hatanor tame, since the tanor itself is tame, einu matza alein, it will not protect it with this tzamid psil. Ba'v'im b'tar, if the tanor is tar, then tahorim, the machat or the tabas will be tar. Shehoil v'hatanor mukav tamid psil, since the tanor is surrounded with a proper seal, with the tzamid psil, so hariyum matza will protect this asmo itself. V'af al-machat, also, it will also protect the machat, or the tabas that are resting in the tefillah that is attached to the oven, and will protect it from the oil and mace. And v'yaf api she'ein tzamid pasil matza al klim tachas, even though this tzamid pasil, this seal, does not protect on metal kalim, and the machat or the tabas is metal, nevertheless, here the tzamid pasil of the tanner is going to protect the machat or the tabas, because lefisha belitos hein lagabe ha'tefillah, they're only protruding with regard to the tefillah layer around the oven. And since the tzamid pasil will protect the tanur and its layer of the tefillah, so too it will protect anything which is resting in the tefillah, hence it will protect the machat or the tabas. Now what about nimtzu? If the machat or the tabas was found, the megufas hechavis, bekisoy shalcheres, in the sha'al pi hechavis, this earthenware covering that's found on top of a hechavis, on top of a barrel, Hamukefes tzamid pasil, which has this seal of the tzamid pasil, and it's standing in an olam mace. So mitzi deha, if it's found on the sides of the lid, and not exactly on top of the barrel where the mouth would be of the barrel, so then tameim, the machet or the tabas will be tameim. The barrel does not need the cement which is on the side of the lid. If ein ha tit sham nechshav k'chavis atzma, the tit that's there is not deemed like the chavis itself, and therefore ein has tzamid pasil shal chavis matz al machat v'atabas hamenechas p'toch osu atit shebetidi hamagufa. This tzamid pasil will not protect ein has tzamid pasil shal chavis matz al machat v'atabas hamenechas p'toch osu atit shebetidi hamagufa. Right, the tzamid pasil, this seal of the barrel, will not protect the machat or the tabas, which is resting in the side tit of the megufa of this lid. Meaning by the oven, we didn't differentiate where the machat or the tabas is found on the exterior layer of tit, which is keeping the oven warm. Because that whole exterior serves a purpose in keeping the oven warm. However, over here, it's a barrel. All you need is a layer on top. We don't care about what's on the side. So therefore, if the machat or the tabas is found on the side of the lid, where it's not really serving a purpose for the barrel, then the covering over the barrel will not protect the machat or the tabas from becoming tame. However, mikeneged pia, if the machat or the tabas is resting on the lid, which is exactly opposite the mouth of the barrel, and there it's, we need that layer to be there, so then of course then tahorim, because since the tzamid psil of the chavis will protect the lid, so too it'll also protect the machat and the tabas of the lid, when it's in an area where it's serving a purpose of protecting the barrel. Because here there'll be batal with regards to the lid. And va'afilu nirin betocha. Even if the machat or the tabas is niros betocha magufa, you can see it in the lid. avalola avir, so you can see it, but it's not protruding into the ear space of the lid. Shlo higia la avir hamagufa, meaning it's not protruding into the ear space of the actual barrel. So here too, it will be tahorin shahoyel ve'enor nichnas. So since it's not entering the air space of the barrel, hari and itzulos will be saved by this seal, by this tamid pasul of the barrel together with the lid. And so too, if shakshoykin b'toicha, if the machat or the tabas is shakua, it's resting deep inside the lid. V'tachtehem keklipas hashum. However, avol shichvas hatit is a layer of like cement, daka, very thin, beube in the thickness of beube shall klipas hashum, like the thickness of a peel of garlic. So even though it's very thin, it's covering it. So afapishin boltos atuchachal achavas, even though it's protruding into the airspace of the barrel in this case, but since there's this thin layer protecting it, ha'elavehin adayim betuchamaguva, since they're still in the lid, tahorin they'll be deemed tar, like a chilek of the actual lid. But if it's protruding into the airspace of the barrel and they're not covered, so then harihin tameis, they'll be tame, they'd be deemed like just resting inside the barrel. And ve'enin itzulus, but some psil, the tamid psil will not help it when it's resting inside the barrel. She'ein tamid psil matzil al kli metachos, because the tamid psil, this seal, does not protect on the metal kalim. And the tabas, or the the ring or the mach or the needle is a metal cleave. And therefore, in that scenario, then it will not protect and they will be tameh.